This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It's Best Night from Justice Crew here on Joy 94.9. In the studio with us now are the six boys responsible for that one. Welcome back to Joy, all the boys of Justice Crew.
Yeah, it's a joy to be here.
Go on, guys.
Now, guys, there are six of you. I think it's easier if you just introduce yourselves.
Here we go. My name's Lenny. I'm John.
I'm Lucas, a.k.a. Wild Rock.
Ooh, I'm Paulie, a.k.a. Paulie.
My name's Samson.
What's up, guys? My name's Saul.
Oh, that's a nice voice. voice. I had the yelling one.
I'm learning.
Now, boys, it's you guys have been frequent visitors to here to see us here at Joy, and we love having you in every time you come in.
We love coming in.
but I think one of the things that is, we were just playing Best Night, and all of you are singing along. You love your own music.
Yeah, we're fans of us.
Yeah, definitely love it. It's good. It's
if
really
you can't
good.
Chuck it on at home, then it's not worth putting out to the public.
Yeah, it's such a joy. Yeah.
No, that's a joy.
Now I've got six of you in here. There are not enough mics for you. I do like the way that you guys are really good friends as well. The couple of you sitting on each other's knees.
We're
as
born
well.
Together, so. So we're twins, so we bath together, sleep together, whatever. Know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, now I would suggest that you guys have just come back off an 18-stop tour around the country called the Hype Tour. Mm-hmm. That would leave you fairly hyped, I suspect. What has been some of the highlights of that tour?
Everything actually, like, you know, doing 18 shows, like, you get to see the country, like a lot of the country, so it was good to see all of that and meet different people and really reach out to the fans that have been supporting us from day one. So yeah.
Where was some of the cities you stopped in? Because it wasn't just capital cities, was it?
No. We done a lot of Queensland, actually. Like, we done Mackay, Rockhampton, Townsville,
even Geelong,
Cairns.
Down here.
About a third of the tour was Queensland.
Okay.
So,
I think we had to postpone one of the days because Cyclone Ida came through.
Yeah.
Yep. And, that was in Cairns. So we had to leave Cairns till the end of the tour. So we did Adelaide, did Perth, did the rest, then straight back to Cairns.
Yeah.
That
was cool.
So do you think the fans have changed, or it's a different audience now to say if we go back to like to 2009 when you guys first sort of kicked off?
It definitely has changed. When as soon as we came off Australia's Got Talent, we were sort of
we were hot.
Yeah, it was like we came hut to trot straight off TV, like the new guys. Yeah, so we're like the new guys at school, so everyone was like, oh, who are these guys? I've never seen this before. They want a TV show. But now it's sort of like there's a couple of people that have hung around for our whole journey, and it's sort of people are still trying to figure out what we were. We're an artist, or we're a dance crew, and we've sort of just established ourselves now as artists, and we're still trying to, we're just re-engaging with the fans and stuff now.
Yeah.
So one of the big things is that I remember that the publicity around Justice Crew when you first started was that you were these amazing dancers that could also sing, and then you were this amazing group that had managed to capture the attention of the Australian public and had some really strong singles, some really good performances with the early tracks that you released.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden. Yep. You're Australia's most successful group. You've sold like 1.2 million records the last.
Crazy!
It's that's pretty big in 5 years.
Yeah, it's massive.
We didn't even know. Like, we didn't even know how to act. Yeah. Like, we didn't even know how to take it. So,
it must make you feel good though to know that 5 years on, you haven't been a flash in the pan. That you haven't been just the latest one hit wonders in Australia.
Yeah. I think, especially for groups, often they're only expected to last like a year or 2 years. But I think our consistency has really, you know, captured a lot of people. Like, you know, we've lasted, like you said, 5 years.
Stuck.
Yeah, and
yeah, our horses out there. We're not breaking up soon.
Yeah, we're
Hunt to trot.
Yeah. So you know, I guess like we've just shown people who have supported us. You know, we're not going anywhere. We're just getting. We're just going to be here, and we're just going to get stronger. So, you know, that's what it is.
I mean, you guys were. I mean, obviously, because you started out as dancers and performers. So performance has always been a big part of what you do. But. Mm-hmm. Has the show you put on stage, like what you've done recently with the tour, has that matured? Has that changed what you do on stage?
Definitely. Like, there's always the consistent energy with us, and it's just like that energy, that vibe of get up and party. Like, you know, the seats aren't really meant to be there in the start, just meant to get up out of your seats and have a bit of a dance with us. So I think that's like the main sort of focus when we try and perform. It's not really giving the people a show. It's getting everyone involved with us.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's always about having a party. And you want to enjoy yourselves, and you want the crowd to enjoy itself.
That's it.
Yeah, let's stand up right now.
Your party started.
Let's go.
We just stood up. They're ready for a party. All right. Now, interestingly enough, I guess musically, you pretty much most of the stuff you put out would easily fit into the category of dance pop.
Yep.
But I would say that the new single Que Sera, not so easily.
Yeah.
So have you made a conscious decision that you want to do something that's not too far away from where you're at, but actually shows a different side?
Yeah, we were actually nervous before we put this song out. We sort of doubted it a bit just to see how the Australian public would take us doing a song like this. We weren't really sure, but we just went with it, and we just did it, and it turns out it's debuted at number one for 3 weeks in a row.
Still
almost
at number one.
This song too, like, it's lyrically driven. Like, you know, a lot of our past songs have been like production. So as you said, it gets everyone dancing.
Mm.
But again, like, you know, we did have to have a turning point where we had to show a different side to us. And lyrically, like, I mean, it does represent our journey and, you know, what's happened in our along the way. Like, you know, we've come across obstacles, we've, you know, had our down part, you know, but, you know, you just keep going, like, you know, no matter what, you just keep on keeping on.
I think it's also good that we're such a tight group, as you guys were saying before. You know, I think, you know, we've had our ups and downs, as Solo was saying, and I think just because we're all always there for each other, I think that makes it a little bit more manageable and a bit easier to sort of keep going. Love you, boys.
Oh, Lucas.
Oh, Lukey.
He's crying. He's crying.
Love you, boys.
Tissues. Yeah, not now. Que Sera, man.
Now, Que Sera was primarily written by, it's got a stream of writers behind it, but Nasri Atwa, who's part of Magic, who have had that huge hit with Rude just recently. He's mainly responsible for the song, as I understand it. So how did it come across your paths as a song that you'd like to have a go at?
Well, in a nutshell, like, Magic is managed by our manager in the States.
Okay.
So we're all kind of like a team, and they wrote this song, sent it over to us, and we liked the chorus, and we're like, this is a cool-sounding song. It represents our journey. And then we wrote our part on it and worked with, like, Miracle and stuff and sent it back and forward, and then we ended up with this.
Fantastic.
It's number one debut hit. Pretty much, that's what the answer is.
Well, and you guys are emphasizing that, but that's actually a big, big achievement. There are only I read the publicity, there are only seven other groups in Australian music history
so
that have debuted a single at number one.
That's
so
right.
In the history of pop music in Australia. So that's huge.
Yeah.
It is, and well done.
We're also keen on following the footsteps of Midnight Oil and trying to break into state. I think, internationally. Yep. I think the last time, the last band that did break from Oz was Midnight Oil in 87, I think.
We weren't even born then.
Yeah.
I was born. I was still swimming when my daddy.
Yeah.
John was swimming together. 4 billion of us.
All right, boys. Now, you might have finished your 18 pit stop tour, but you're still doing the whole meet and greet thing. You're actually passing through Joy this afternoon. You're on your way out to Chadstone.
Now, fashion capital.
Anyone else who can get out to Chadstone tonight can get to see you guys.
Sure.
So, what time is that happening?
6:30. We'll be there. 6:30. We'll be performing at 6:45. So. come down and say hello. So say good day.
That's at the Chadston Shopping Centre. So yeah, there's time to get down there if you want to see the most successful group in Australian music history. Well, in one
almost,
category.
Almost.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, we'll get there, hopefully.
Now, Cam, you had a question about the video.
No, we did. Look, all of us around here, we've all watched the video.
Yep. Yeah.
Great video, going with possibly everyone's new favourite song for you guys. It's Replace Sexy and You Know It is my favourite. But we did notice there was a serious lack of toplessness.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for this one.
We do have to ask, will that return for the next
for
song?
Sure. Of course. You know.
There's a special request.
But it'd be weird if we were like topless going, at the end of the it's like nipples
creepy.
Out. So we can do that on tour shows. Maybe tonight at Chadston. But
yeah.
We did spot that there's a very recent photo on your Facebook page of while you were touring with lots of shirts off. So if anyone is missing those shots, so all they got to do is go to your Facebook page.
Yeah,
so
pretty much.
We tweeted it.
All right, boys, as usual, it has been a pleasure having your company here at Joy. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to hear Que Sera now. It is the number one song around the country, third week running.
Yeah.
This is Australia's own. It is Justice Crew right here on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.